race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, I watched that Democrat Party press conference earlier this week in absolute awe. Immigration enforcement's already an 80-20 issue, a losing one for Democrats. But they publicly doubled down, saying, no, we're not just going to abolish ICE. No, no. We're going to abolish the entire Department of Homeland Security and take the funds and send it to Democrat cities. Okay, that's got to be a 90-10 issue at this point. But they did it anyway. We're at a point right now where midterm voters, likely midterm voters, in poll after poll, I'll just pick one, they're all the same. This one from Signal showed that by a 2-to-1 margin, 61% to 34%, likely voters favor the deportation of illegal aliens from America. Not some, not just the criminals, all of them. It gets crazier. The poll found that while right now Democrats are favored to win the midterms plus 4, they're up to plus 6 in other polls, which is astonishing to me, but whatever. The poll found that Democrats enjoy a 4-point lead in the congressional ballot, but that that lead evaporates if Democrats move to defund ICE. It goes to R plus 0. In other words, absolute equal chances between the parties. Whenever it polls like that, because we're more likely to show up, usually that means we win. Now, when people find out that Democrats shut down the government to defund ICE, it goes to Republicans favored to win the midterms for Congress plus 2. What's so astonishing in the Signal write-up is that the people they were polling, folks, likely voters, did not know about the defund ICE part or about shutting down the government to defund ICE in the majority. That is an absolute brutal failure of messaging by the Trump administration. Now, contrast that with the amazing and fantastic news on the ground that nobody knows. A new milestone in Operation Metro Surge. In the just under 2 months that we've surged the ICE agents to Minneapolis, 4,000 criminal illegal aliens were removed from Minnesota streets. So those are illegal aliens who have other criminal records in addition to breaking into our country. More than 4,000 criminal illegal aliens, including violent killers, rapists, gang members, and other public safety threats, have been arrested in Minnesota since Trump began Operation Metro Surge just 2 months ago. This is all we should be talking about. That and our amazing success on the economy. We're currently growing at 5.5%. And folks, rent down to an almost 5-year low. It's down 1.3% over last year. I think a lot of that's just, you know, when you deport, over 2 million people, it really helps with rental prices. And again, about 700,000 of those are actual deportations. The rest took Trump's free ticket deal and the money that he paid per head and they got out of the country. It works. So what does this show you? If we focused on the most important thing, getting the illegal immigrants off the voter rolls and the hell out of the country, we could win the midterms. We could use everything the Democrats are doing right now against them if we just consistently messaged. But if you look at the weekend with Trump, one true social post, that's it. And it, I'm sorry to say, was pretty incoherent. Democrats have lots of elections to try to win. For us, every single election from now forward, till we really regain the upper hand. And the census is showing us we can, folks. We should have 40 more seats than we have right now. There's a good chance if we play the game right, we could get them going into 2030, but not if Democrats retake control in this midterm. Folks, we need to win this midterm in 2028 like we need our next breath of air. If we lose in 2028, whole Bill of Rights is gone. Supreme Court gets packed. It's over. So to me, it was absolutely breathtaking how casual the Democrats are right now about telling you what they intend to do. Now, we've all heard them say abolish ICE, right? And, you know, the public's heard it, but they kind of associate it with, well, it's kind of an AOC squad, Ilhan Omar, wacky idea. I mean, they're not really serious. Yes, they are. This unbelievable press conference this weekend, you got to picture this. Representative Dahlia Rodriguez is flanked by a sea of Democrat Congress members. She's been picked to sell their absolutely horrific and completely horrifying melt ICE bill. What's so astonishing about this, folks, and I touched on this yesterday in the podcast, is that it not only completely defunds and abolishes ICE, it also completely defunds and demolishes the entire Department of Homeland Security, including Customs and Border Patrol. No internal immigration enforcement of any kind. No border enforcement of any kind. As I said yesterday, at that point, you're having entire ISIS training camps move to America. You know what? The Palestinian state may just pack up and move to America. And as we learned this week, with the latest FBI raid in Las Vegas, we'll have Wuhan labs on every corner, run by Chinese illegal immigrants. Folks, they're not even hiding it. And we should be finishing them off. To recap, here's Dahlia Rodriguez promising to defund ICE and the Department of Homeland Security. Folks, that's the TSA, too.
And we must bring justice to every fascist in the administration. And that includes Kristi Noem. That includes Stephen Miller. And that includes Tom Homan. ICE will be abolished. VHS will be dismantled, and together we will get it done.
In case you have any doubt there about what she means, she's really clear about it. Here she is. By the way, they put her on a media tour to sell this. Here she is on MS Now, formerly MSNBC, promising to end all detention of illegal immigrants on U.S. soil. That's what her bill does. And folks, this is getting a bird's eye view of what's coming. Should we stop fighting and they ever get in power again?
This is exactly why we have to stop talking about basic reforms. The point is we need to melt ICE. We can't talk about a reform of basics. My bill will prohibit detention and redirect the money that they're using, the billions of dollars, to put back into the communities that have been most impacted.
End all detention. That's what her ICE, melt ICE bill does. And redirect the billions back into the affected Democrat states. In other words, into Minnesota, into LA, into Chicago, into the places where ICE has done the raids. How much are we talking? About $29 billion a year. That's the ICE budget. Folks, when I heard that, I busted out laughing. They'll just steal the money. Rodriguez, who's either not that bright, I mean, doesn't really seem to understand how the federal government works, or she's an inveterate liar, I'm not sure which, has been doing the rounds to promote this idea among Democrats that we need to shut down the Department of Homeland Security because, she said, it was illegitimately founded back in 2003. What does she mean by that? She says, well, the problem is that they were given sovereign immunity. Basically, they can shoot you and you can't sue them. And so we need to shut down the entire agency because they have this special power.
The reality is that the agency under Department of Homeland Security was created to have qualified immunity in the name of protecting us from domestic terrorism. We created this agency.
If you don't know what you're talking about, that sounds pretty terrifying. Wow, an agency created to fight domestic terrorism with qualified immunity. I mean, you can't sue them. I mean, it's terrible. So, you know, we got to destroy it. Oh, my God. Folks, every single federal agency has some form of what's called sovereign immunity. She's calling it qualified immunity. What does that mean? Well, it's the government. It means it's very hard to sue them when they kill you compared to, say, suing, I don't know, a private dump truck company that backs over you in your driveway. Yeah. You know what else has qualified immunity? Our local police department, our local sheriff's department, our state highway patrol here in South Carolina, basically every unit of government from the state to the local all the way on up to the federal government. So if she doesn't like that, I mean, I'd love to have a conversation with her. Let's shut down the EPA. They've got qualified immunity. While we're at it, I'd like to shut down the Department of Education, too. Also qualified immunity. I mean, let's just shut it all down then. But she doesn't tell you that. She may not know. I've listened to her talk. She's not the brightest. I think they selected her because they wanted somebody who sounded authentically Hispanic. But the hosts at MS Now are sitting there looking at her like this is the most serious thing they've ever heard. And they've now just discovered that suddenly we need to literally shut down the TSA, Customs and Border Patrol, and ICE. Dismantle the Department of Homeland Security. Folks, this is radical stuff. It gets worse. Well, they run around pretending to mourn precious Alex Pretty, who likes to spit at ICE agents and kick in their taillights. They don't seem interested enough in how he died to actually find out who killed him.
Not a training problem. The agent that executed Alex had years under ICE with training.
No, he didn't, honey. He was a Customs and Border Patrol agent. He wasn't under ICE. It's a mistake or a lie that I've heard Democrat after Democrat after Democrat make, although I guess it doesn't matter now since they're going to end border and interior enforcement. Again, folks, I direct your attention back to the Signal poll that when Americans find out right now, Democrats have the lead, 4-point lead in the congressional ballot for the midterms, that lead evaporates. I'm reading right from the Signal poll. If Democrats move to defund ICE, then it's R plus zero. In other words, equal chance between the parties. And if Democrats move to shut down the government to defund ICE, Republicans have a 2-point lead. That's a 6-point swing. But it's not happening because we're not messaging. So somebody needs to realize they just had, as a party, this press conference, and this is all we need to be talking about. Finally, if there is a place we're legitimately underwater, it's pulling on ICE. A plurality of Americans now say they don't like ICE tactics. That was probably what Tom Homan was responding to in that press conference yesterday. It was a weird press conference because I was listening to it and he said, well, we know we're going to pull out 700 of our ICE agents out of Minneapolis because we're getting cooperation. I went, oh, cool. And then I thought it was weird he didn't say what that cooperation was exactly. And then I thought, well, maybe that's just because he doesn't want to, you know, inflame the Democrats, right? So dug into it overnight. The cooperation that they're getting is from the State Sheriffs Association. It's largely conservative. And yes, they've agreed to let ICE come into a lot of their jails. They were already going into a lot of those jails. But what about the place where it counts? Hennepin County, which is where Minneapolis is, Minneapolis itself, and the state of Minnesota, the prison system. That's all we've asked. Just turn them over to us instead of releasing them. Then we don't have to hunt them in the street. Are any of those entities cooperating? No, no, they're not. Well, what about the agreement with the Sheriff's Association? Well, about that, the state attorney general's organization has already said that's illegal. The sheriffs can't make that promise that Tom Homan took credit for yesterday. And I like Tom Homan, but this was a dodge. They can't make that promise because by law, the state of Minnesota is a sanctuary state. So they're saying no, they're going to sue to stop it. Bottom line, we didn't get anything. We just drew down 700. Now, the good news is we didn't move them all out. Wasn't a total capitulation. We still have 2,000 there. But this is not the way Homan spun it. I wish I could tell you it was, but it's not. It's not unprecedented cooperation. It is an agreement, but the Sheriff's Association cannot force all their sheriffs to do this. And like I said, the county attorneys are already saying, nah, this is not a thing. In other words, we got nothing. Although I guess it's probably best if Republican midterm voters don't know that because they might stay home. And maybe we'll use this as a reset. But folks, I got to tell you, it's driving me absolutely insane. I am literally seeing my instincts confirmed in this polling. If we would start messaging day in and day out, day in and day, because you have to repeat yourself over and over and over. We could win this. We could bury them. But Trump's going to have to relinquish control of the messaging to a war room. He needs a war room for this. I mean, we're up against roughly 1,000 unified groups on the Democrat Party side. They're across the country. They are messaging beautifully and they're on message. I guess I'm just the kind of girl who can't stand getting beaten. in the messaging by Al-Qaeda. I'm sorry. That was a Freudian slip by Antifa street thugs.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.